Football Hour on 011-424-25200. That's 011-424-25200. So get dialing, and as soon as any of you come on air, we don't vet the calls, so you'll be put straight on air. So while I wait for you lovely listeners to call in and air your views about your football team, about England, or any football news, I'll go through what I was promised you before the break. I spoke about the Sheffield United results, and I said I'll give you the table after the break. And so in League One, at the moment, we've got Scunthorpe on top with 10 games, 21 points. Then we've got Bury in second, played 10, 20 points. And then the Owls are in the playoff positions in sixth, played 10, 17 points. So you're not far off. You're only, 4 points between sixth and first. So if you carry on with this performance, then you could even sneak into a automatic place towards the end of the season. But it's a long road ahead. And at the bottom, it's not looking good for Coventry, who are rock bottom, played 10 games, 6 points. Then it's Oldham in 23rd, Shrewsbury in 22, and then Walsall in 21st place. So that was League One. And I also need to mention about Notts County as well. So I'm sure there's loads of Notts County fans listening in. So I'm just going to give you the results. So Notts County play in League Two in England. And if I just give you what happened in Notts County's matches. So it was a brilliant performance at home, winning 3-1 against Leyton Orient. Leyton Orient is one of the local teams to where I live. And for Notts County, the scorer was Forte on 53 minutes, Stead on 55th minute, and then Lang got sent off for two yellow cards for Notts County on 69 minutes, and McCullum pulled one goal back to make it 2-1, and then Collins scored in injury time on the 92nd minute. So that was John Stead's seventh goal of the season, and it was a good performance considering Notts County went down to 10 men in the 69th minute. So great performance and great win, and important 3 points. So that was on Saturday. And then another brilliant win was actually yesterday, away to Exeter, who doing quite well as well. And so it finished Exeter 0, Notts County 2. And the scorers was Stead again. So not only did he score those goals on Saturday, he scored two more goals to make it 9 goals in 11 appearances. So he's on, brilliant form in front of goals. That's an amazing record, especially in League One. 9 goals in 11 appearances. And the caller on the line, we'll go over to the caller. Hello?
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 Hello, it's Kenny Kane.
Oh, Kenny, how are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I've just come back from the Emirates Stadium.
Do you want to talk about that? Because I haven't mentioned the results so far. So if you want to just mention that, obviously, just for the benefit of our listeners, Kenny Ken, and I made my TV debut a few years back with Kenny, so that was a pleasure. And Kenny's a lifelong Arsenal fan, and everyone knows I'm a lifelong Liverpool fan. And you were at the game at the Emirates today against Basel. So do you want to kick us off with that, excuse the pun, and then we can talk about anything else you want to talk about football-wise?
Hello, all right. Yeah, we beat Basel 2-0. 2 first half goals from Theo Walcott. I thought it was a fantastic performance the first half. We had quite a few chances where Sanchez couldn't make it 3-0, where it was good interchange between him, Awobi, and Ozil. In just 10 minutes before the end of the first half, but the goalkeeper made a couple of good saves. And in the second half, it was the same thing, a few chances here and there. And with about 30 minutes to go, Walcott came off for Oxlade-Chamberlain, Wokeby came off for Elneny. And then with about 20 minutes to go, we shooted Monreal, and Kieran just got a little runabout for 20 minutes as well. It was a very comfortable win. In a group, so as a group stands, we won 2-0. But if Paris beat Ludogorets 3-0, so they're top of this group in goal difference. But next games are
Yeah, because I was watching, because there's so many matches going on, I tend to watch the goal show. So you get to watch all the goals as they go in. So I was watching, the Arsenal game as well, you know, when they move over to every game. And what happened to Sanchez? He could have easily scored a hat-trick tonight.
Yeah,
he says he left his shooting boots at home tonight.
I mentioned the one in the first half, but it's definitely, he had a couple of good chances as well. And it was one of those things where, we should have won about 5 or 6 nil, but it's just, with the stretch and chances, sometimes the offside flag went up. But all in all, it was just a continuation of the performance against Chelsea, where we were excellent, more resilient. But I thought Basel today, I thought they're, for a European Champions League side, I thought they were quite average.
I won't talk about Basel too much. It brings back memories when me and you had our banter live on TV. Going back to Saturday's game, and like I mentioned before the break, it was an excellent performance, and I was quite shocked by Arsenal's performance, how good they were against Chelsea, because I would have thought that with the Cahill in the defence, that Chelsea wouldn't look really good. But he had a shocker, and obviously David Luiz, to me, is not a defender. I don't know why Conte brought him in the first place. So what's your views on how Arsenal played in the Chelsea game, and how do you see Chelsea move on from that defeat?
Well, the thing about it is that, first of all, I think what's happened is that Chelsea lost the game on the team sheet, because I was talking to quite a few people, and I think what's happened when Chelsea named Fabregas instead of Oscar, what it did is that Oscar normally supports the front line player, like Diego Costa. He also tracks back. And so what's happening sometimes when Arsenal have the ball, they're in a three with Conte and Matic. When you're saying that Fabregas is a creative player but he's not good on the retreat, then what's happening is that we had a spare man in the field and we exploited that to the left. So the first goal, actually caused by Ivanovic. It wasn't actually Cahill was at fault. Ivanovic has given the hospital pass in the retreat. And how it was is that Cahill's on the retreat. But one thing that struck me when I watched the game, because I was right, is in my eye line, is that David Luiz was too far away from Cahill. So because of the next stage of the place, you always like your centre-half to be close together. And there was a bit too much space, which enabled them, basically forced David Luiz on the retreat, and he wasn't able to get it close enough. I think when you're a centre-half, you need to be a bit close together. And the second goal was just sublime football. Chelsea are still trying to clear heads. Good play by Alex Iwobi and Bellerin. He's put across for Walcott's and Mark. And the third goal, again, it's a comedy errors. I think Chelsea are trying to force the game. And what's happened is that, again, it's that thing in midfield I was talking about. Instead of playing Oscar, they play Fabregas, where Conte gets turned by Ozil. But what's happened is that Ozil still shouldn't have had enough time to get that ball to Sanchez and get that back four. Is now if Matic and Fabregas were in a line, we don't score that third goal. So again, it's a case of Chelsea making unbelievable mistakes, the wrong selection, and we exploited them. And in the second half, I thought we were absolutely fantastic. I thought we showed a lot of resilience during that time, and I thought we made a sort of difficult beat. So when Chelsea did have chances, Petr made that save, and Bellerin saved them. Sharing bacon, but all in all, it's a bit wrong with us, because what we Chelsea is normally what they do to us all the time.
I know, that's why I was quite surprised, because obviously Conte, when he was at Juventus as manager, and then when he managed the Italian team, he was rock solid playing three at the back. So I was quite shocked when window closed that why they brought David Luiz back into Chelsea.
The thing is, Conte's credit, he identified the problem with having Fabregas in the team. When Fabregas had that performance against Leicester City, it forced his hand and also played. But in terms of David Luiz, that was a panic buy, because I believe that Conte was after a player from Napoli called Bailey, which they really couldn't get over the line, and they were sort of penultimate of the player at AC Milan. So it wasn't really his first choice. I think in terms of going David Luiz has always been a favourite son of Roman Abramovich. Like, he never really wanted to sell him. He was like seen by Abramovich as a future Chelsea captain, and in terms of merchandise, that's how he was being marketed.